This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It does just work. If you haven't ever tried it, hey, if you haven't ever tried it, get the solvent and get the extreme lubricant and go to town. Trust me. And if you have an AR-15, get some of the paste and just coat your bolt carrier in that. And, oh, my gosh, won't you be having a good time at the range? Colin Kaepernick, they're saying he's going to get cut now by the San Francisco 49ers. He's a coward, but not for sitting down during the national anthem. That's not why he's a coward. Not because he disrespected millions of black veterans like Revolutionary War hero Crispus Attucks, whose soil-mixed blood undergirded America's foundation. Not because he was disrespectful to the Massachusetts 54th Regiment, the first detachment of black Civil War soldiers who fought and died under the American flag, trying to recapture Fort Wagner. Not because he was disrespectful to Dory Miller, a black World War II Navy cook who earned the Navy Cross on December 7, 1941, by saving his captain and manning an anti-aircraft gun after the USS West Virginia was torpedoed by the Japanese. Not even because he was disrespectful to the Tuskegee Airmen, black flyers who had to fight their own country for the right to fight for their country, and then who were superb in their mission. Those guys never lost one ship that they escorted. Kaepernick is a coward because if he really cared about black America and black Americans, he would bring attention to the major problems confronting them instead of a minor one. The police are not the worst problems facing black Americans. Progressive policies and black-on-black crime are the big problems facing black America today. Public Broadcasting's Tavis Smiley recently stated that blacks have lost ground in every major economic category during the two terms of President Obama. As reported by Sean Hannity, under this president, black poverty increased by 8%. Black America on food stamps increased by 58%. Black America out of the workforce increased by 19.6%. And black home ownership is down 4.6%. Where is Kaepernick's outrage concerning the crumbling black middle class? Now, Obama firmly supports giving Planned Parenthood, whose abortion centers are primarily located in minority communities, $500 million of taxpayer money annually. The kill ratio of Planned Parenthood versus police is 1,000 to 1. According to blackgenocide.org, blacks make up less than 15% of the population but account for 35% of abortions. Where is Kaepernick's outrage concerning the lives of unborn black American babies who will never see the light of day? And then black-on-black crime. That makes cities like Chicago nothing less than a killing field. In 2015, there are a total of 2,988 shootings and 491 homicides in Chicago. That was last year. That was actually a relatively good year. As of August 30, 2016, there's 2,800 shootings and 487 homicides in that city alone. Is Kaepernick angered only if a police officer misuses his authority? Does he feel any compassion for mothers and fathers wondering if this is the day that their children will not return from school? Does he think about that? Has he ever questioned the progressive policies of the killing field cities like Chicago and Baltimore? Or do only black lives killed by police, white police, matter? We have some minor problems in the police department, without a doubt. But they are minor compared to the ongoing genocidal destruction of the black American community. Shouldn't we be dealing with the big problems first? Shouldn't we be doing that? If Kaepernick stands against counterproductive progressive policies and the acceptance of black-on-black crime, and he doesn't like Hillary, by the way. That's one thing that's not getting highly reported. He doesn't like Hillary. I don't guess he likes anything. If he were to come out against that stuff, and then, you know, then he's taking a stand instead of taking a seat. But right now, his whole stimulus behind why he's doing what he's doing just rings false. It's just wrong. It's just not there. There's nothing there. Now, what bugs me most about that is that in my history, there are two gentlemen that made a major difference in my life. I had a sergeant in Germany who came and he sent me to the E5 board. He got me prepped for the E5 board. He finally, I'd been there for a while, and when he got there, he supported me, and I began to prosper, and I became the soldier I would later become under him. And then as a civilian, there was another man that in the beginning we clashed. But then he became my most closest ally. And when I was in the hospital with a heart attack and when I was out for hours and hours and hours, he sat there with my family. Even though I had quit working with him 10 years before this incident. And both of these men are black American. And they're giants. In my eyes, Sammy Williams and Darren Sullivan. And these two guys are just giants among men. And it wasn't because they were black. It was because of what they were. Now, I'm not some enlightened soul. But I do know how to see past, the superficial, which that's pigment. Pigment is superficial. You don't believe that? Well, then maybe you may have some issues you need to deal with. Sammy Williams, if he were to call me today and I could get to him in time and there's somebody going up against him, well, that person's going to have some problems for me because I am loyal to my sergeant. And Darren Sullivan, he was never in the military, but he was there when I needed him, and he's one of the few civilians that was around during that time who was. As a matter of fact, he was the only civilian that wasn't in my family. And he refers to us as brothers I'm his brother from another mother, which I'm about 12 years older than him, and it just flatters me for him to think that. But we got to get past this stuff. And this Kaepernick punk, he's just a diversion. He's not an answer. And he's about to become a non-player. He's about to be out of the limelight. So much for the $19 million man.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear? Go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's N-O-M-A-S-K.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I carry them, I run them. Inside the waistband, outside the waistband. Tactical, concealed, it doesn't matter. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Ben, if all of a sudden it sounds like I'm in a gunfight, that's because there's a mutant fly flying around in my studio right now. That as he's flying around, he's so big and mutated, he's flipping me off as he's going around, and I'm just about ready to open up on him. I'll aim high.
Well,
I'll aim high, but I no guarantees as to where it is in relation to the old RE-20.
Oh, that's true. Oh.
And, well, I won't be aiming at it, of course, but it may be going off in front of it, so maybe have only one earphone on.
Right.
Dr. Gary Gonsalves, he's an anesthesiologist in Southern California. He saw an article in a medical journal, and he had to jump in and weigh in on this. So he collaborated with our friend Rob Morse, and what we get is taking the cure to stop violence. So let me give this to you verbatim so that you can enjoy the sheer unabashed reality of it all. In reference to Dr. Rita Agarwal's Gun Violence, When Will We Make a Change? She makes an emotional appeal for gun control while conveniently ignoring the science that she calls on us to embrace. Agarwal cries that the Center for Disease Control should study gun violence. I think we should examine the extensive research that already exists. Data from the 1970s to current day will be presented here. Agarwal says we don't know the cause of violence. I say the etiology is obvious, but we all recognize the difficulties in changing social dynamics, so some of us acquiesce to the less challenging course of blaming and banning inanimate objects. Agarwal says that violence with a firearm is more prevalent in the United States than in other countries. I'll present data clearly confirming that the United States is among the safest countries on Earth. Agarwal implies that guns cause violence. I will show you the reports demonstrating that armed individuals stop violent crimes hundreds of thousands of times per year. So let's look at the facts while being sensitive to emotions elicited by hysterical claims and the toxic effects of interpersonal violence. Fact is, we're not facing an epidemic of armed violence in the United States. Rates of armed homicide declined 50% over the last 30 years, while firearms ownership has doubled. Further, the U.S. is ranked 11th for the incidence of mass murder per 100,000 when compared against European countries. The U.S. is more peaceful per person than France, Switzerland, Norway, or Belgium during the last 7 years. While statistics don't and shouldn't change our emotional reaction to human suffering when properly employed, they can provide a foundation for critical analysis. So let us consider the research. In 2013, the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine, in cooperation with the CDC, outlined potential research via priorities for research to reduce the threat of firearm-related violence. But we need not await their results, as ample research already indicates that at a minimum, 4 out of 5 criminals obtain their firearms illegally. Intuitively, we all know that criminals don't care if they follow gun laws, which explains why gun laws have no effect on the rate at which criminals use guns. I have no way to know if Dr. Agarwal is aware of these findings, but I'm certain that the new California gun control laws that she calls a good first step are anything but. Rather, they are merely 7 more laws added to the already existing 23,000 gun control laws at the state, federal, and local level. While it may seem cliche, the truth is that criminals don't follow the law, and making criminals out of law-abiding citizens does nothing to make us all safer. Again, referencing the research of 2007 study from Harvard University titled "Would Banning Firearms Reduce Murder and Suicide?" concluded it would not. Stricter laws don't mean there's less crime. This is further reinforced by the recent revelation that after more than 20 years, the Brady gun control bill has failed to reduce suicide or homicide. Even the spokespeople for gun control groups frequently admit that so-called gun control laws don't stop criminals from obtaining guns. Michael Beard, director of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, said, "I would agree that clearly no law is going to prevent criminals from getting handguns or any kind of weapon they want. You can't take guns away from criminals." Josh Sugarman of the Violence Policy Center said handgun controls do little to stop criminals from obtaining handguns. We see confirming evidence daily. Gun control laws work, then the cities of Oakland, Newark, and Chicago would be our safest cities rather than some of our most dangerous. gun laws don't work because they fail to address the actual problem. Calling for more failed gun laws is a quick, emotional, but irrational fix when we should rather be implementing the following approaches suggested by the CDC. Effective approaches for preventing violence include early education through school-based programs addressing social, emotional, and behavioral competencies. Parent and family-based programs promoting positive relationships, communication support, and proper supervision. And efforts to improve school, neighborhood, and community environments in ways that reduce the likelihood of violence. That's economic, by the way. That would be economic. Promoting the capacity of communities to implement such approaches might prove essential to achieving population-level impacts. A physician recognizes the danger of a bad prescription. So what could be the harm in disarming law-abiding citizens? Many independent studies cite research showing that law-abiding gun owners use a firearm for self-defense thousands of times every day. Ordinary citizens often defend themselves without having to discharge their firearm. Further, when it comes to protecting victims of violent crimes, such as rape, a review of Justice Department data from 1979-85 revealed that when a victim used a gun to resist stranger rape, the probability of completing the rape is 0.1%, and injury to the victim was 0%. In comparison, unarmed victims suffered the Rape Act 31% of the time and had other violent injuries 40% of the time. And as you would expect, gun ownership is most effective in protecting those segments of society who receive the least attention from police. Hence, personal firearm ownership and the positive perception thereof is growing rapidly among urban minorities who own guns as a positive tool for their own protection, as gang violence is an unfortunate reality for them. It goes on and on. I would look into this and take a good quick look at this. It completely dispels every little myth. In a way, only a bunch of facts being thrown around by a physician can. And that's the beauty of that. That's the beauty of that. I'll have to see if I can get Rob to hook me up with Dr. Gary Gonsalves. Let him tell it himself right here. That would be sort of cool. That would be sort of cool. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
American-made, born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. It's the only stuff I use. Coming out of San Jose, California, their police chief, Eddie Garcia, because nobody said this lately and we needed to hear it from somebody else, says there are absolutely too many guns in America and that more gun control is needed. He also said that Black Lives Matter is a valid movement and that his police department needs to acknowledge our badge didn't always stand for what it stands for today. According to San Jose Inside, Garcia said the Second Amendment is very important, but obviously very polarizing, too. He added, I agree with the right to bear arms, but I equally believe in the limitations that have been placed by our courts. One aspect that I find interesting is the Second Amendment was adopted in the late 1700s. This is the way this guy's going to go. I wonder if today's modern weaponry were available then, if that amendment would look the same. I suspect not. When asked if there were too many guns on American streets, he said absolutely. He added that assault rifles should only be available to police and the military. He defined an assault rifle as a compact, long-range capable weapon with high capacity that can be fired very rapidly, originally designed for the military. He spoke against citizens being allowed to carry guns in public for self-defense and also spoke against allowing teachers and principals to carry at school for defending themselves and their students. Regarding campuses, Garcia said, we feel our protocol of run, hide, defend, parentheses, fight, is the best way to survive campus violence. However, if strict policies and training were in place, I would not object to having a dialogue regarding access to a weapon if all reasonable means have failed and death or serious injury was imminent on a school campus. When exactly would it be okay for you to look at that and say, this would be the way to go. Chief, I can't stand city servants, which is what this cat is. He's nothing. He got hired. He wasn't elected. He got hired. I can't stand a servant stepping up and deciding that he's going to get out there and talk about what needs to be done nationally. Can't stand it. And yet they do it every chance they get. Every chance they get, they're doing it. Now, I don't know how it is in San Jose, but I've been talking about the inner cities, and the Democrats think they own the problems besetting the residents of our inner cities, but not in the way they believe. Democrats try to own the problem solely as an election issue. They see their constituents' problems only as tools and weapons with which to beat Republicans over their heads during election years, charging that white conservative racism is the cause of all the woes of inner city people. But they know they take no responsibility for creating solutions. They hold all the relevant key, you know, government offices and the power to make lives better, but they never, ever, ever, ever fix any of the problems. Eugene Slavin, in his August 27th American Thinker article, "Democrats Have Nothing to Fear But Losing Black Votes," notes that leftists routinely highlight every statistic showcasing socioeconomic disparities between white and black people. If elected, Democrat office holders would resolve the problems. These issues would be gone from their rhetorical tool belt and no longer be available to them during election season. Interesting. In the most real sense, however, the Democrats actually do own these horrible problems, which continue to grind down their constituents. That's because, for decades, in the most large cities, the Democrats have owned the municipal administrations and the U.S. House congressional representation. Republicans are nowhere to be seen. How can they be blamed? Why do the inner city residents continue to vote for Democrats when Democrats are unwilling or unable or both to solve their problems? Why do they not vote for Republicans instead? A recent caller to the Dennis Prager show opined disparagingly that inner city blacks just want handouts from the government and Democrats make sure this practice continues. The blacks, she stated, know that Republicans would cut off the free stuff, so they always vote for Democrats. Prager responded at length that free stuff is addictive like a narcotic, but he missed one major point and while doing so committed the sin of tarring an entire population with a very broad brush. First of all, some inner-city black people, just like some people of every stripe everywhere, would be happy to live off of free stuff paid for by others rather than find a job and go to work. It's not limited only to inner-city, and it's not limited only to black people. But a majority would rather be productive, work for a living, provide for their families and themselves if they could find a way to do so. But the most obvious reason that inner-city residents do not elect Republicans is because there are almost never any Republicans on their ballots. Once you go down ballot below president, U.S. senators, Republicans, for the most part, have given up on campaigning in the inner cities. And this is a grave mistake because the cities would benefit from conservative solutions that only Republicans can provide if a conservative Republican were to actually exist. It is against the nature of most Democratic politicians to conceive of conservative solutions, and the suburbs will not survive in the long term if their inner cities do not survive. And it's the right thing to do. Cleveland and Akron, Ohio, which are both in Congressional District 11, are illustrative. The last Republican-elected mayor of the city of Cleveland was the beloved and the now recently deceased George Voinovich. Mayor, later governor and senator, Voinovich became mayor in a fit of electoral revulsion after Mayor Dennis Kucinich left office, leaving the city of Cleveland broke and in debt. Voinovich, with the volunteer assistance of the business community, brought Cleveland back into the black and on the road to prosperity. He served as mayor from 1989, but no Republican has been elected mayor in Cleveland since then. And the city has endured 26 straight years of Democratic leadership. It's the same with District 11's congressional representatives. Lewis Stokes, 93-98, Stephanie Tubbs, 99-2008, Marsha Fudge, 2008 to present. We're all Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives. In her ongoing 8 years in office, Ms. Fudge has had no serious challenger in a primary or general election until now. And she's doing nothing. Has anybody ever heard of her? District 11's problems are appalling. Dr. Beverly Goldstein, who is a Republican nominee running against Marsha Fudge for a congressional seat in November, grew up in Detroit and attended Detroit City Schools. She runs hearing clinics in the inner city of Cleveland for the past 14 years, serving mostly minority citizens. We'll see how that one turns out. But we need to take back over the inner cities. There's no reason to leave these people to this fate. I see no reason that we should simply abandon them. I don't really think there's one anyway. We shouldn't be doing it. We need to go in there and do what we can. One more time, this past month, August, was the biggest month as far as the podcast part of the show, which is what the show originated as, a 40% increase. I mean, unreal numbers, and I am humbled by it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, their self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indestructible. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Coming from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, I give you this to end the evening verbatim, because this is so good. My name is Justice, and I am the angel of implementation. How can I best describe my job to you? When the Creator gives an order, I'm the one who gets it done. Let's just say that up here, I'm the go-to guy. My latest assignment began in a most peculiar way. One morning, I suddenly found myself sitting on cloud nine. In truth, I was a bit nervous, having been summoned to this high station by none other than the boss's assistant. As I sipped my morning latte, which is heavenly tasting stuff, I sensed that something big was coming down. No sooner had the thought crossed my mind when a brilliant light emerged from above and gradually took the form of the CEA, the Creator's executive assistant herself. Splendidly arranged, as always, she came straight to the point. The boss, she informed me, had become very upset with the human race again. Yes, those peculiar bipeds on planet Earth. What kind of mischief are they up to this time? They're not just any bipeds, cautioned the CEA. Don't forget they've been endowed with reason, logic, and moral sensibility. Furthermore, they have the capacity to live the very highest type of life intended by the Creator. That's true, I said, but from the implementation standpoint, they give me much more trouble than the soil bacteria on Mars. What have they done this time? Well, said the CEA, the political class of their species is blocking less privileged humans from the right of self-defense. I sat bolt upright. What? Everyone in our realm knew that throughout the cosmos, the Creator never created a species without the right to meaningful self-defense. On Earth, species with teeth and claws were equally balanced by those with horns and hooves. Even plants who led unconscious lives are still endowed with camouflage and chemicals so they can endure other competitive circumstances. For heaven's sake, and now I'm speaking literally, even bacteria have the right to self-preservation. How then could anyone deny self-defense to humanity? the pinnacle of the Creator's efforts. That's precisely what has the Creator so upset, sighed the CEA. I've never seen him reach for a thunderbolt once or twice. After all, it was he who gave the human race a remarkable brain to compensate for the fact that man is slower and weaker than many animals of similar size. The brain permits him to fashion tools. Naturally, some of those tools became the weapons that man relies upon to defend himself. The problem, continued the CEA, is that it's these weapons that the confiscators are out to get. I had heard about the confiscators before. Most of them were tyrants, but others were seemingly well-intentioned. The latter argued that defensive weapons, most specifically the humans' guns, were subject to misuse and at times might harm the innocent. Nevertheless, I knew that despite the fact that creatures of the same species might bite, claw, and gore one another, they still are forbidden by the Creator from removing these natural weapons from either themselves or their rivals. What would happen if ordinary humans were deprived of guns, I asked the CEA. Suddenly, everything around me became dark. Behold, she said, and before me I saw a ghastly vision. Piles upon piles of human corpses. Prior to death, they'd been starved, beaten, raped, and tortured. Even young children were with innocent, uncomprehending eyes. Why? I asked, somewhat shaken. The CEA put a comforting wing around my shoulder. All lacked the means of self-defense, she said sadly. Remember, it's the Creator's intent to endow all of mankind with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights can never be secure as long as tyrants and the misguided flout the laws of God and nature. And with that, she smiled at me in her very serene way and slowly disappeared in a cloud of flickering golden light. Suddenly, my mission became clear. I am justice, the angel of implementation. I change things. Instinctively, I knew I was on my way to Earth. But where on Earth and to whom? Across my visions, the words slowly appeared. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. I headed in their direction. I think you should head in their direction as well. DRGO.org, I think it is. What is the website? That was written by William Schwamm, M.D., retired internist with interest in geriatrics and pharmacology, who trained at Duke. He's rated marksman in the Army and continues to enjoy hunting and tactical training with handgun, rifle, and shotgun. DRGO.US. Go check that out. Go check that out. Very shortly, I'm going to start Raven and I are going to start a series on training with long gun, and this is going to be SWAT training, long gun and handgun, and he's going to be putting me through it. I'll be the student, he'll be the trainer. This is not meant to be an instructional series of video. This is just something to consider, because I'm not an instructor. I will be a student, but I'm not an instructor. This is also to show you that there's ways to go out and train today without being in the military, without being in law enforcement. There's ways to train as civilians. There's people that will help you train. This is meant, if there's any motivational factor in it, then it's meant to be to get you to go out and train. To get you, especially if you're my age, to get you to also go out and be active. Because I'm also about to pursue that. I'm about to start a series of video on just what it's been like for me for the past 18 months, which none of you should ever go through what I have been through in the last 18 months. As good it has been, there are plenty of people who say, oh, Bill, but you're victorious. You know what? I'm lucky. So I'll be bringing that to you as well. And this is in the hopes to make you understand your own power. Understand your own capability. Create your own capability. If you don't think you have any, create your own capability. If you've had it and it's been a while, to revisit that capability. It is a perishable skill set, but it doesn't have to be done, you know, like a Shaolin monk, for example. But you can get out there and do some meaningful training and recover a whole lot of technique quite easily. And I'm going to show you a couple of things that you can train to do with the help of my friend JT, who's going to be the, you know, the SWAT officer. He's going to be the one putting me through it. And I'll be running all of both of the rifles, and there should be a third one coming. So I will be running all of the rifles that I have at various parts of these just so we can put them through the ringer, which that will include the outrageously good primary weapon systems MK-116 Mod 2 and the equally surprisingly good Bootleg Inc. build that we did here with some very inexpensive parts, except for the upper, which is very nice, very nice. And on its way is the Agency Arms Classified. And we'll throw that one into the mix as well. That's all coming up very shortly. I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. There's somebody out there that knows that he's been partnering with me for a while, and that's about to come to an end. I will miss him. And I wish him well as he moves on. This will be one of the last times we get to work together. Stay safe.
A gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.